Ah, so it is good day to you, huh? Very good to see each of you. We introduce ourselves to those who are not knowing us. We are at Rhonda. Very good to see each of you. Yes, you know that with that energy and with that focus, your light is burning so bright. You are radiant beams going out into the universe. Woohoo! Congratulations for that. So understand and know that this is a day of change. This day today, 7/13/19, is a day of change. This whole year, 2019, is a year of change. You are aware of that, yes? And with all of those changes that are indeed occurring, know that the change starts right here. And with that change that starts right here, you get the opportunity to find a new foundation, because that new foundation is exactly what the universe is asking you to do. And sometimes that new foundation is it's like, can we do another foundation? It is one of those situations that you think that that energy and that vibration is in such an extent that you get the opportunity to say, so that's what you want me to do? That's what you want me to be? That's what you how you want me to respond to this world? Can we renegotiate that? No, we can't. You get the opportunity to say yes to every opportunity. You get the opportunity to ask, why is this happening? What is the purpose, and how that purpose is coming through, how that vision is expanding in your energy. And with that vision that is expanding in your energy, you say to yourself, I understand. I don't know what I understand yet, but I know I understand on some level, yes? Take a deep breath. You're all holding your breath. We know it's a surprise. You are human. You get to breathe in and out. You volunteered for this position. You volunteered to come here. You picked your family. And you did a pretty good job of that. And when you picked your family, you thought, this is good. This is a good thing. And with that goodness that is coming through, that vibration and that frequency is expanding you like you did not think possible. Yes. And to know that as it does, your channeling ability increases. You know, the activation comes in and you don't know what the activation is. You just say, yes. I accept. And in that activation, in that vibration, in that connection, you take a deep breath, are more you than you may have ever been. Is that okay? Good. Because we would activate it anyway. Because you see, each one of you has a mission. And so many times you think, I know I've got this mission, but I'm just not sure what that mission is going to be, and I'm just not sure how I'm going to do it, and blah, blah, blah. And you tell yourself all those stories, maybe because you love being a victim. Let that one go, But you see, the universe will actually rearrange itself, as our vessel Marilyn said earlier today, to accommodate your own picture of your own reality. And when it does, trust that you are the creator. You are the creator. So you can even create a room in Alaska. Create a building wherever you go. Create the energy of flow. Breathe. In that energy of flow, you get to be the example that you wish to see in the world. You get to live that. And every time you hear yourself saying, I know that. I know that. That is exactly what you need to know. For your ego, your cells, your mind, your blah, blah, blah story you're telling yourself. We're changing your perspective. You know this, yes? Let us see if we can still get you out of your comfort zone. Your ego will actually distract you from the common knowledge that really will open your heart and shift the consciousness of you. Did you know that that is possible? Yes, yes, we know you know. And in that capacity, in that vibration, in that energy, even the most difficult types of pain can be healed. Even the most painful situation to where you go and, as the Vessel Marilyn said, go to McDonald's and watch a commercial and weep at the commercial, that is the trigger for something else, some other pain point in your life. That is the trigger that your cells are associating that. You see what we say? So understand that this today and to tomorrow is about reorganizing all of that field. It is about moving into the capacity that is you in whole health and wellness. Is that okay? So that whole health and wellness is accommodation of the energy. And as that energy is coming in, we're going to ask you to do something that you may have never done before. We started it earlier today. We're going to ask you to write for 22 minutes only about yourself and what your wonderful qualities are and what you love to do. Don't get caught up in the rules. Just do it. What do you love to do? One list. What's your strongest asset is? That should actually be 42 minutes, 44 minutes, huh? We just doubled it. For with that energy, when you have the realization and acceptance of all of those good things about yourself, and all of those things that you love, in there lies the next chapter of your life, which you may not have even thought about yet. Or you may have thought about it and it was back here and you thought, I can't do that. I'm too this or that or the other. Stop it. You can indeed do anything, huh? What's possible? See, we sort of snuck that one in, didn't we? You see, now everyone's going to want to sit on the edge because they're going to think that we're going to come talk to them and touch them and breathe into that energy. So know that the change happens here. And the rest of your field responds to that information. And with that change that is coming through inside of your body, with that vibration that is coming through inside of your being, that is when everything starts to blossom and the world becomes a new place. Yes, everything shifted in 2012. Yes, you know that, yes? So if you're still trying to do it, your business, your marketing, your plan, your work, blah, blah, the same way you did it before 2012, then you're going to be very frustrated because it is not going to work. You have seen very famous teachers or speakers or educators that have sort of fallen off of the scale, yes? That you just don't hear from them any longer. That is because they're still trying to do it like they did 6 years ago, 5 years ago. You cannot. It has shifted again, even since 2016. Everything is awakening like the air conditioning system, huh? and we all lift off the ground, huh? You see, yes, teleportation, instant manifestation, those things are right here with us. It's just a matter of uncovering that old programming enough to know that it's all possible. So if you have a vision of what you would like to do, create, be, have, experience, so it is. What are you willing to do for that? Huh? How hard are you willing to plurk for that? You see, even tap dancers take tap dance lessons to be better tap dancers. They may have a gift. You each have a gift. You each have a gift of spiritual uniqueness. You, there is no other you on this planet. Woohoo! Thank goodness, huh? And you might think that is negative, but there is no other you on this planet, and that is a positive. So we ask you to look at your life today and see, what is it that you do differently than other people do it? What is your uniqueness? So we're going to add to your homework. This will move some of you way beyond your comfort zone. Our vessel Marilyn is accused of nudging people ever so gently beyond their comfort zone with the heel of her foot. We just ask you to do something for yourself. We're going to ask you to contact 3 of your friends. Only one can be related, but 3 of your friends, and ask them what your 5 best qualities are. And ask them to write them down, not just tell you, because that means they thought about it. They can text it to you. That is fine, but they have to think about it, because we believe that you have no idea how others perceive you. We love it that you get your paper out to write down your assignment. That is a program, isn't it? Oh, yes, we want to be the good student. 3 friends. How many can be related? And none of them have to be related. And they get 5 of your best qualities. What they perceive as 5 of your best qualities. Write them down. Contact them tonight. Tell them that you've got an assignment. And email them to you. Text them to you. Write them down. They can't mail it because you need them tomorrow. You understand what we say? So you see, how many of you feel that that is up beyond your comfort zone? I was going to say, several of you are not telling us the truth. Because you see, when you ask other people to tell you your best qualities, it is like fishing for a compliment. Huh? And that is bad programming, according to your programming points, yes? You're not fishing for a compliment. You're searching for what it is that you truly do and be and are and have the best. And what we see is those qualities are directly related to your life purpose. They are directly related to your mission. They are directly related to who you are to be in this world for the external joy and happiness that you wish to live in. How many of you would like to wake up every morning and say, ah, I get to do it again. Yes. Huh? Yes. So we've got 5 of you. Good, good. So how many of you would like to go to bed every night and say, what a great day this was. I'm so excited I get to do it again tomorrow. That is when you're living your mission. That is when you're living your purpose. And you can get all caught up in the words and the verbiage and the connotation of all of it. If you do not understand what we are saying, we are asking you to live your divine essence 100% of the time. And that divine essence can shift the consciousness of this planet. Yes? Good. So with that essence, with that energy that shifts the consciousness of this planet, you know what you're doing. You may think that you're not enough. Stop it. You are. We believe that no one is given any goal that they cannot achieve. And if there's a limiting belief or a limiting thought that comes into play, you have the tools to shift it now. You may have had the tools before, but remember, if the tools were created before 2012, they may not work as effectively. You understand what we say? As you are connecting, know that whatever that internal heart's desire is happening now. You are putting it into place. You are taking the next step and you are saying, yes to me. Yes to you. For when you say yes to you, you also say yes to the entire planet. And when everyone is just focusing on yes, they have no time for hate. Or war. They have no time to destroy the planet. Instead, they're saying yes to the planet, to care for it, to have real towels in the bathroom. You understand? Sometimes it's just that simplicity. Sometimes it can be so simple that you go on an activist mode to help educate the hotels in the world. It can be that simple. Someone decided once that they wished for hospitals to add alternative therapy to their treatment. Do you know how many hospitals now have some sort of alternative therapy in their treatment? We do not know, a lot. And now insurance is even covering it. Yes. You understand what we say? The world is shifting with you. The world is shifting with your intention for that. The world is shifting no matter how many times you would like to be invisible. You're not. No matter how many times you think that it's easier to be invisible, you are not. We see you. Too bad, huh? Maybe you might say that. But we don't believe you mean that. It is now time for you to be seen. It is now time for you to stand up for who you are. A beautiful, effervescent being of light that carries the history of the elfin kingdom in your lineage. We know you don't know what that means at this moment. Woohoo! Yes. You will know what that means. For you see, each time you get a nugget that helps clarify some part of yourself, the universe activates that nugget. And the universe responds with like energy. Breathe. And that is pretty magnificent, huh? So every time you think, oh, I can't do this, I can't do that, the universe responds to that energy as well and says, oh, thank you, bring you more. Huh? That is what Pragit says. Thank you, bring me more. What do you wish more of? Thank you, bring me more. That is the key. So we're going to just activate that more in your world right now. Is that all right? Good. Yes, please, bring me more. You are the ones we have been waiting for. You are the light. You are expected. It is no accident that you are here on this planet or in this room. You volunteered for this mission. And for some of you, it has not always been an easy mission. And yet everything is a choice as to how you respond. Breathe. You see, dearest beings of light, sometimes you let your brain get in the way. Stop it. Listen with your heart. Listen with your heart. Aisho no ka watayaki. Alikai no kumake nechachitu. Ayoto makati. Aliksha mahiathina. Oshana kia mia. Osamaika. Masikanika mokaya. Aliku no koshake hintino. Amiko no komahiati. We wish to remind you who you are. We do not wish for you to remember that in the past you did this or did that or did this or did that. Instead, we wish for you to know that you are the love of this planet. You are the love of this planet. You are the love of this planet. And even if that love right now may be a tiny little speck of energy in your heart, that speck will grow and grow and grow and expand into the great being of light that you were destined to be while you are here. And if you feel I'm not living that yet, know that wherever you go, even in that supermarket, Meyer, you are living that. You are activating the world. You are shifting your consciousness. And as you shift your consciousness, trust yourself. Trust that everything you ever asked for is within you. Everything you ever wanted is within you. That is why when you say you love being a victim, or maybe some people do, and that is how they play it, when you point the finger at someone else, that holds you in that space. That, well, they can do it, but I cannot. If you desire to do it, you can. Well, the reason I can't do it is because of them. Yes? You've got three fingers pointing back at you. So that is you. It is about your choice as to how you choose to live the light that you are. And know that everything is possible. Everything. You want to be an astronaut? Okay. Did you know that if you want to be an astronaut, and the laws say that you can't because you're, you know, over 50 or whatever, those laws can change. Just with your intention. If it is for the highest good of all, trust that. Ask for the highest good and the highest joy of you. And when you do, you know it will become so. For you see, you are the creative ones. Yes? Anything that does not serve, huh? This is the metaphor. Blow it out and with intention throw it away. Huh? Maybe that is why our vessel Marilyn leaves a trail of tissue everywhere she goes. Understand that you have the choice and it is all within you. We would like to play you a song to remind you of who you are, to remind you to feel who you are and breathe into it and get it into the cells of your body. And if you don't know if it's in the cells of your body, you certainly will by tomorrow. Because you will walk out of here with your energy field 50 feet wide. Because that is the key. And it will be a manifesting, what did she call it today? Machine. Yes. Take a deep breath.
It's in every one of us to
breathe it in.
Find your heart, open up all
you can touch your heart, yes.
Eyes.
Get it into that heart.
We can all know everything without ever knowing why. And it's in every one of us. By and by.
It is in you.
It's
it is in every part of you. It is in that energy. Turn it up so you can feel it in yourselves. Forget it and just be who you are now. Be you. It's the most magnificent gift that you can give to this planet, is to be you. trust you. We do. Trust your love, trust your light, trust your energy, trust your life, trust your joy. Trust all. We love you deeply. We see you. And we bid you namaste. Namaste. Namaste.